The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys. We are back. The twat.
Yes, we are.
To talk about the
If you want us or not, we're back.
Whether you want us or not, we're here to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey. But first, how was your weekend, Tam? I know that we're doing this out of order because we filmed yesterday, but we didn't have enough time.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a weekend just with me and Sophia from Friday to Monday. Eddie went to the Indy 500, which he was so excited. I mean, when he came home last night, I mean, I got an earful, which do I care about the Indy 500? Not so much.
Well,
but he was very excited about it. He was hanging out with Chet Hanks, which is Tom Hanks' son.
And oh my gosh, that's the one with the crazy reputation.
He's the rebel of it all. He's a big buff dude. They were actually hanging out with another guy. I think his name was Adam. He's got his own reality show on TLC. His wife, they have, I don't know the name of it, but they have quintuplets? Is that what it's called when you have five?
I'm not sure. That's too many.
But anyway, so another big bodybuilder guy. So Eddie came home. We watched Magic Mike. Have you seen the new Magic Mike
show? No.
It's really good. It's not what you think it is. It's not just all about, you know, the guys. I mean, they've all been really good.
The original How many Magic Mikes has there been?
I think this is the third. This is the third one, I believe. And then we watched a bodybuilding documentary. So I thought,
Is he going to want to do another one?
No. He doesn't. But he, today we went to the gym. I met him there because I take Sophia to school. We work out every morning. And so he is hitting the weights really hard and doing his abs like crazy. And I'm like, okay, settle down. Just calm down.
Calm your tits, buddy.
Calm your tits, Eddie. You know, he's like, okay, I'm pumped. He got motivated, but he had a blast. I had a blast just organizing the house and sitting around and laying around and doing all of the things that I normally don't do. So it was nice to just be alone. But I don't know about you, but I'm desperately waiting for my Prenuvo scan results. I guess we should tell, like I had talked about on the pod that I was going to do a full body scan. Jeff Lewis turned me on to it. He told me how amazing it was. I was super afraid because I'm claustrophobic, but I ended up going. But before I went, I got you, Teddy, into it as well. So we went, I took two of those. It wasn't Xanax. I thought it was Xanax, but it's Ativan. Is that like basically?
It's like Xanax.
So I ended up taking two of them before I got one. And how did you feel about the claustrophobic part of it?
The claustrophobia wasn't really my issue. What I didn't like, because I have like I don't know if you guys know this, but like there's a part of OCD where you have like sensory issues and like
certain
certain clothing I can't wear. Very rarely do you see me in a pair of jeans. But also whenever anything touches my stomach, I get this thing where I want to push out against it. Like when I was a kid riding horses, I did it so much right before I went in the ring. Cause you wear these like tight beige pants that we made up it wasn't even a lie. It was just like a joke between everybody. They were like, oh, it's Teddy has what's the worms called in your stomach?
Tapeworm.
Yeah. Teddy has a tapeworm. It's acting up. It always acts up right before she goes in the ring. Cause I honestly go like this and like push out my stomach. So I kept doing that.
How
so they
funny.
Kept telling me to be still. And I was like, ugh. So then finally I started relaxing, but then the bang, 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 bang started. And I was like, I don't know what bang, bang, banging is happening, but just lay here. And then finally it was over. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
I'm probably more claustrophobic than you are. So I have a hard time going in elevators sometimes if they're small. Maybe it was the Ativan. I'm not sure. Maybe it was because it was open at the head and open at the feet. And my head was right there at the edge. And your body goes in and out. Lots of loud noises, just like any MRI.
But you can watch TV.
Yes. What did you watch?
I maybe shouldn't have watched what I watched. I watched Mother from the Jennifer Lopez movie.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I've already seen that. They actually asked me if I had seen it. I said, yes, I just saw it. So I watched Dirty Grandpa, which is so good.
Oh, is that funny?
It's funny. It's funny. They're like, you can't laugh. I'm like, oh, well, I picked the wrong movie. But you have to stay still. It's 55 minutes. I heard there's been quite a few people that have done it, that they have found issues. So it's preventative, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that it goes both ways. Just to be completely transparent, like I think Maria Menounos did it and they found a brain tumor on her.
No, that's not correct. She had pancreatic cancer. So I think it was stage 2. She also had a brain tumor from the year prior. Her mother had died, I would say in the last 2 years. And I believe it was a brain tumor as well. So after her brain tumor, I don't know if it was the owner, manager, what was trying to reach out to her and finally ran into her at a party and talked her into having it done for preventative reasons, for sure. I mean, her mom had cancer. She had already had cancer. She went in it. And from what I have read and been told, they found early stages of pancreatic cancer, which is a kind of a painless, deadly disease until it's too late.
Yeah. So it's
a cancer
huge that
you don't know until you know.
But for those of you guys who struggle with melanoma, this is not a reason to get this particular scan.
I disagree with that because they say if you've had melanoma, your chances of getting other types of cancers are higher.
Yes. Yes. That I 100% agree with. But yeah. I asked my oncologist who's like the top oncologist here. And he said, listen, Teddy, I 1,000,000% think you should do. He's like, but it is not going to show you. If it does show you melanoma, it could show you things that aren't actually melanoma.
Well, I think that it could show melanoma. If the melanoma is advanced stages and it's like a tumor or something inside of you.
I mean, here's the thing, like any machine, like you go in, and you are going to get as much cohesive information. But people kept asking me, why don't you have anxiety about doing this versus going to your oncologist? And it's because when I go to my oncologist, I know I'm going for a specific issue that I currently already have.
Yeah.
This, to me, was more less about the melanoma, more about any sort of other cancers, any sort of other. It tracks your liver. It tracks like... there's over 500 tests.
Yeah. 500.
That normally you'd have to be in like 3 to 4 hours of testing at different doctor's office. They also don't.
Or in advanced
you
stages.
With any, yeah. They don't show you with any contrast. There's no radiation.
That's the big thing is the no radiation. Yeah.
And we got a little bit of heat when we posted and I'm also going to post my results. Are you going to, Tam?
Well, yeah, I think so. I don't know what they are. It takes 5 to 10 days and they have you connected to an app. Did you download the app so you can see when your results are done?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, you know, obviously it's too soon for our results, but I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking, especially since I'm going to get mine right before I leave for New York.
I think you just get it. I think that we're both going to be, it's going to give both of us peace of mind. I'm going to think positive on this.
Well, there was somebody else, I don't know if it's public, it's another public person that went into it recently and they found a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
So, you know, all these things, it's just things that you do. Do I want to hear that I have a brain aneurysm? No. Do I want to have treatment for it? No. But I mean, be happy.
Do you want to outlive?
Yeah, but you want to outlive.
You want to live well. Like, I mean, I was just with one of my best friends this weekend and her grandma lived till she was 102 years old. Like, that is incredible. And she's like, she passed away peacefully. That's ideally what we want. So if there's things that we can do to be proactive and take care of ourselves.
My dermatologist told me last year that you should have a MRI. You really should because you've had melanoma and unfortunately insurance won't cover it.
Yeah. And I mean, even like I have medical insurance, but I don't have dental insurance because it's like,
because they don't cover anything.
They don't cover anything. But I called because when I went to my oncologist last, he said there's a small percent chance that you could have a version of, not me personally. He's like, but if you've had melanoma, there's certain kind of gum cancers that you can get. You need to go get a teeth cleaning and have it checked. And I called and I wanted to get a new dentist because I want one closer to where I live now versus where I lived before. And the amount of things that I have to pay to do before they will even clean my teeth. I mean, that's just everything. So it's like, you can get frustrated at us, but like the same goes for getting your teeth cleaned. They're like, you have to get full x-rays. I'm like, I had x-rays 6 months ago. They're like, those couldn't be valid. I'm like, oh my, you know, so it's like,
well,
it's going to end up costing me $1,000. To go get my teeth cleaned. Anyways, go get your eyes checked. Go get your mouth checked. Go ahead and do the Prenuvo scan if you can. Save up for it. It's one of those things you can put money aside.
I mean, I think that it's a great gift as well. So moving forward today when Sophia's last day of high school. I drove her to high school today thinking I've been making this drive for 8 years. All three of my kids went to high school here. I started with Sydney, then Spencer, Sophia. Like, this is a drive I did all the time. It's not going to happen anymore. And I had, like, it was kind of an emotional thing. I was at the store, I was looking at graduation cards. I started to get teary eyed. I'm like, oh, she's like, Mom, are you going to be crying the whole time? I go, probably. Yep. It's probably going to happen.
I got a lot of DMs after our last pod, not our last podcast, but the one before when you talked about the graduation and you got emotional. A lot of people were like, one, we are so grateful that Tamara was vulnerable and open in that way. And also, Teddy, you gave her really good sound advice. Like,
you did.
We appreciate your friendship so much. And that just made me happy. I was like, I really love you and I care about you and I want what's best for you and your family. And
thank you.
I think you helped a lot of people by sharing that story.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And Thursday's the day. Thursday's graduation day. Got her enrolled. And, college, she's gonna go to community college for 2 years and then transfer like Spencer did. So everything's on track. She should have her driver's license next month. Like, oh, everything. Like, my life is gonna change drastically. Like, I pick her up from school every single day and take her everywhere she needs to go. And even at 17 years old, and pretty soon she's not gonna need me anymore. Not even a ride to CVS.
Ugh, the ways that our lives are vastly different at this point, because Cruz came in our room. We had people over for Memorial Day, and then Cruz came in our room at 3 a.m. and he's like, Mom, I can't sleep. I'm like, well, did you need to wake me up or could you just like, figured out another alternative? So he's like sleeping on me. He's like sweaty. You know, just boys are just like, all the things. So I got up and I went into Cruz's room. Cruz laid it with Edwin. And then I get a text from Ed at 5 a.m. You know, when he says, your son kept me up from 3 a.m. on. Thanks for leaving.
He's suddenly your son.
I'm like, our son also kept me up. And I finished the Hillsong documentary without you. Sorry about it. Which you need to watch. It's on Hulu. It's the one with Carl Lentz and the cheating.
I don't have Hulu. Give me your sign on. Oh, yeah, what is it? Tell me what it is right now.
No, not for everyone, but I'll tell you.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste. That everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into Reunion. Okay.
What did you think? Overall thoughts on the Reunion?
I think we have to worry a little bit about next season. I think that there's going to be a pretty long pause. Mm-hmm. I think.
And I don't even think this first reunion is as explosive as it's going to get.
No, all
this
of them are angry.
This is the mellow one.
The weird thing is, I feel like even though people are sitting on the same couches, I feel like everybody hates each other. I don't feel like any of them really like each other.
You know, I think a few of them like each other. I do like that Melissa started out like, I want to close this in peace. Like, she was hopeful that they could close this in peace.
Well, Teresa said it first.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, Teresa said it first, and then
Melissa
responded. Oh, well,
that's good. So I thought, I only heard Melissa say it. But, I mean, at least they were hopeful.
But they mean, and then we clearly found out that doing it in peace really meant that Teresa wants Melissa gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty ballsy to say, I'll never have to see you again. I love that whole exchange. Well, where am I going?
Melissa did seem unbothered by that. But so it starts out, Teresa says the hardest thing for her this season, which is watching her family hurting Louie, which.
Can you explain to me to even Melissa said, can you please explain to me how this family has hurt Louie? And I still don't get it.
Well, here's what I don't really get. What about your family hurting you? That I can understand, but I think this is a Joe Gorga, Teresa issue. It's not about like any of the other things.
Yeah,
it's
but I think Teresa's so caught up in trying to protect Louie because let's face it, he didn't come off that well this season. He's getting attacked by every which way. And I think that she's just trying to protect him.
But then right from the beginning, Melissa says, Teresa and Louie called her a cheater and did not get it twisted. Teresa tells Melissa to act like Beverly Hills by talking one at a time and not to talk over each other. Melissa says, Teresa, is not Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
for the record, the Beverly Hills women talk over each other.
I know,
just as much. Everybody, we talk over each other.
It just happens. Yeah. But you could actually feel the hate Teresa has for Melissa. You could feel it when she talks
to her. I did appreciate that Melissa had this like kind of unbothered response to it versus where I feel like normally she kind of pulls back.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that, who do you think is more responsible for hurting one another? Do you think it's Melissa or Teresa?
I think it's a combo. I think they both are obsessed. Whether they want to admit it or not, they're both obsessed with the money and the fame and all that comes with being a housewife. And you know what? The majority of us are. But I think that that has gotten in the way. I think it would be like if you were on a reality television show and Eddie was on his own reality television show. You can't have two people exactly in the same place. And one person has to be empathetic towards the other or give to the other. And I just don't think that happens in this relationship. But before we even continue down that, the Victorian era photos, when they entered, I feel like instead of it being all the women's faces, it should have been just when the Melissa and Teresa feud started, like throughout the years, how their faces have
changed.
Oh my God. But also when Melissa says, let's close it in peace. Then the narrator goes, there will be no peace.
There ain't going to be no peace. It ain't happen.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Then
this part, I didn't really, where did she pull this out of? Teresa says that Joe Gorga introduced Louis on the show since it was all about the show. Melissa says Louis wanted to be on TV just like he knew who Teresa was when he met her. They also said, I think it was Melissa that said, he went after you. He also went after Alexia.
I know. Right? Who, by the way, this past week.
Who she's friends with.
This past week, I think I saw a photo of Teresa and Alexia.
You did. I saw it too.
I was like, it was on the stories, I think. So I went to go look at the stories. I was like, shit, I missed it. But the fact that that picture was just posted, I was like, this timing.
I know the timing. Yeah. So Teresa says she can't wait for it to be all over tonight and she'll never have to see Melissa again.
Do you believe that Louis had no idea who Teresa was?
Do I believe that? No. No, not at all. When I met Louis at MTV Awards, he knew everything about me. Like, how's Eddie? How's your dog? How's your son? How's this? How's that? I mean, he was very nice to me, but he knew a lot. So he's a fan. So if he knew that about me, obviously.
Which is fine to be a fan. Just take ownership of it. Like, let me be very clear. I was a huge fan of The Bachelor. I don't have time to watch it anymore. And when I was at the MTV Awards, when Beverly Hills was nominated and I was a part of the show still, I saw, and before Chris Harrison had all of his situation, Chris Harrison was at a table nearby me and I went over and I was like, you don't understand. Yeah. I am obsessed. Like, be a fan. That's
be a fan.
Fine.
You can be a fan. That's fine. But the thing is like, he knew who Alexia was, and Miami had been off the air for years when he ran into Alexia. So he sure the hell knew who Teresa was.
Well, do you think that Teresa threatening Melissa's time on the show will bite her in the ass?
I don't think it's going to bite her in her ass or have any, you know, oh, Bravo going to go, oh, you got to be fired because you said that. I mean, it's a Bravo decision. It's not a Teresa decision. It's not even, I don't even think it's fully an Andy decision. So I think it's a network.
Do you believe that Louis asked Joe Gorga to fly out and surprise them while filming Girls Trip? I actually do believe that because I don't think anybody could come up with something as embarrassing as that on their own.
Right.
And they already proved that they went to dinner. She said no dinners.
I know. Do you believe that Dina, Dave, Teresa, Louis had a falling out?
I don't know. I didn't watch the show when Dina was on, so I don't know much about her. But
they used to post pictures travel all the time, and then all of a sudden it just stopped and she pulled out of the wedding, and you have not seen a picture with them together since. So Andy brought it up. He brought up the pictures, everything. I think that something happened. Now, why would Joe Gorga just pull out of his ass that Dave, which is Dina's husband, had a falling out business-wise with Louis?
Yeah, I mean, especially with all the things that we've seen. I can say this, like, from going to an event. So if I go back in time, the year before where I said I wasn't going to film at all, it was Portia's bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not filming. And so I didn't sign a release. And they never showed, like, they never showed me.
Right. I mean, Andy was digging at that.
Because Andy was making it clear, like, we wouldn't have, it's not like, I can't even remember who her bridesmaids were, to be honest. So they could have easily cut around that. It didn't mess anything up.
By the way, my kids were in my wedding. All of them, all four of them. They cut around Sophia. They cut around Sydney, Spencer. I purposely put Spencer and Sydney on the very end so that way they can cut, you know, frame them out of the picture. But they were still there. They were still a part of it. They just couldn't be shown because Simon wouldn't sign.
But to play devil's advocate, yeah, I mean, the amount of times Bella's filmed and not really filmed because she wasn't allowed to, like,
right,
nonstop. I mean, she's with us all the time. So not all the time. She's with us a lot. But right. Also, in that same token, I can believe Teresa's side because there was just Kyle's white party and I was out of town for it. But whatever, I could have figured out a way to
Something happened.
And gone and not signed the thing. But there is something that once you're on a show and you're no longer on it, it makes you feel a certain way.
So it's I can understand. It's been 10 years since she was on it. Something happened. It's not that she doesn't want to be filmed. Something happened. Maybe she doesn't want to be filmed, but there's ways, like you said, there's ways around it. Something happened. She knew that the wedding was going to be filmed from day one.
What about how Marge calls Teresa's fans the tree stumps, and then Teresa tells Marge to get your titties fixed?
I actually put that in a post or a comment on Instagram a few weeks ago before I even heard her say that. Somebody said, how come Teresa's friends or fans aren't coming for you or something? I go, maybe they're tree stumped. But Teresa was caught in a lot of lies. I believe there was a conversation about her going to dinner with the Gorgas, and she said it never happened, and they said they tried to hook her up with one of her friends, Shane, I think his name was, and they showed the picture, and then she tried. I mean, she is like the queen of denial.
Do you think she just really doesn't remember?
How can you not remember going? And then didn't she changes her story? No, there. I mean, just like Louis said over and over again, he hired this Beau Diddley, whatever his name is. And then when he finds out it's going to backfire in his face, he goes and watch What Happens Live. And he's like, oh, no, I was just lying.
Well, I can say this from coming from somebody who takes zero accountability, doesn't, and like, you know, skates around the issue. Our girl Dolores did not, because Polly has been separated almost as long as Rose from the Titanic story.
Right.
Like 14 years.
Yeah.
But she just openly said that, shared it. It didn't become a storyline. Like, she just said.
No, yeah. Because if you just speak the truth, it will set you free.
Yeah. Like, she just went ahead and said it.
Yes.
And then when she explained it, she never, like, getting divorced is expensive. You have to deal with different things. They're probably both, they've all spoken about how they're all friends. They're probably, you know, she wasn't trying to get married. He wasn't trying to get married. Let's just keep it easy. But now that they're getting to that point, now I bet he will be divorced soon.
But do you think they're going to get married?
Yeah,
I do. Can you believe that Frank still lives with David?
Absolutely not. I find grown men,
they're just bros.
Like, but also, like, David doesn't really seem like a bro to me. Like, he, like, is
I don't even remember him that much. But I think him and Brittany need to, you know, buy a house, move on. It's time to put your big boy pants on, Frankie.
What about when Andy asked if Frank pays rent? I'm dead. I actually need to know.
Wait, does he? Do we know?
No, she said she doesn't know. She has no idea. She's like, I don't know. I don't get involved in their finances. But I did really appreciate her response. It's not that I don't still care about Frank and Frank's not an important part of my life, but there can't be more than one number one man in your life. And I think that's, she always knew with the ex that he wasn't all in on her. And yeah. Polly is. And I don't know. I just love her. I think she is the voice of reason of New Jersey. Clearly.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Rachel and Danielle damn lost their minds this reunion. And
okay,
Andy
I just
wasn't
lost
even
my mind. Did Rachel get new chompers?
New chompers, new teeth, possibly a new nose.
Oh, everything you think a new nose too?
I think there's been a whole new to this area. And listen, I'm not judging.
Yeah, but it might just be the teeth. Sometimes you get new teeth. That's why I'm afraid to get veneers. I don't really need
them. My front four teeth are fake, but they've been fake for a bajillion years. So
it can really change your look.
People, when they get chiclet teeth, it's a no bueno. Scary. I also really have an issue with men with veneers. Sorry, guys, but.
Like major veneers? Like big white teeth?
I'm trying to think what movie it is where the guy's like, hello. And he's got these big.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Rachel says Danielle takes zero accountability, and Danielle says if she was an asshole and a bitch, then she would own it. Rachel claps back saying Danielle is an asshole and a bitch to her. I don't even care about this whole stupid fight. What I do care about is when Rachel says to Danielle or to Jen or whomever it was she was arguing with about who cares what, she goes, Nobody was talking to you. And then this is
when
Andy steps in and goes, I actually am curious for other people's opinions.
Ooh.
And I was like,
I was really shocked because when Danielle did speak up and then Rachel's like, nobody asked you. It's like, well, nobody asked you. Why are you talking?
Nobody asked you and still nobody's asking, but they both were.
But I do think that Danielle, who drug this fight out all season long, it wasn't Rachel's. I don't think it was Rachel. I feel like
Danielle kept bringing up.
She kept bringing it up.
She kept bringing it up.
Do you think they should get another season, both of them?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I
mean, I think it's a really dumb fight, but we've seen dumber fights.
Listen, like if
a chair fight, here, a chair fight in Orange County, who stole my chair? How about Jory being late on Beverly Hills? Like,
there's dumb storylines always. And that's not the issue. I am actually fine with them staying on. I just want to feel like there's some cohesion to this group. And right now, there is not. What about my favorite part of this entire reunion was about endorsements.
Oh, my
and
God.
And when Jen Aiden goes, it's not like Andy does endorsements. And then all of a sudden, Andy's like, I do a lot of endorsements.
He's like, if you click right here, you get 20% off Fresca. And Andy's like, no, I love my endorsements.
He's like, go to Andy 20 to get blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Fresca.
But my question is what's gone down just from house?
Wait, how much do you think Andy gets for his endorsements? We know what we get for ours.
I know. I mean, it depends if it's a story or a stagnant. So you guys know you get less for stories, more for stagnant. But if you do a double whammy, like a stagnant and a story, that's like where the big money is. So stories are just easy. But anywho.
I'm going to ask him.
I want to know why this became a thing. Was it because Jen Aiden caused so much issues that like she can't get endorsements? Or what? And why are we calling them endorsements? I just call them paid posts.
Sponsored posts is what I call them. I mean, let's just be honest. The sponsored post industry is not that big anymore. It's just not as big as it used to be. Jen Aiden, there's a handful of housewives that do sponsored posts. I'm one of them. Teresa's one of them. Melissa's one of them. You're one of them. There's on Orange County. I don't think there's any other girls that are doing them. No.
Gina did one for a toilet wipe.
Oh, that's right. She went for a toilet wipe. You know, Kyle does big ones. I've done
Kyle does like Aroma 360, which
she does that with her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
not everybody does endorsements. And I think mostly it might be because they don't have a social media agent. And if you have a social media agent, then you get them.
But I also think it depends on how much you actually post on social media. So like if for example, post a lot of my life. So if something goes with my life, I will like Elemis. I always post for that skincare brand. But it's because I actually use it. And my representatives reached out to them and said, this is what Teddy uses, blah, blah, blah. So it's like a company it's an effortless exchange or Super Goop for sunscreen, like those types of things. Then we get to Andy points out that Melissa says kids are off limits, but she talks about Gia on her podcast and says kids have hate for her. Teresa says the reason Melissa told Antonio to not hold a grudge for Teresa is because they're filming a TV show.
No, I personally think that Melissa keeps her kids out of it. I think it was a normal conversation to have. I think she was making a point of saying to the camera, yes, I do think she's making a point of saying, like, listen, you're going to hear a lot of stuff. Don't get involved.
But do you think that Rachel asking Teresa if her kids got along with Melissa's was a setup?
No, I don't think so. I think it was a very valid question.
I also need to know something. I think somebody probably planted. I don't think that Rachel comes up with much on her own. I think that somebody at some point hinted around that question should be asked.
But Andy did make a good point here. I don't know if you've mentioned this yet, but Melissa did bring up Gia and the others on her podcast. So it's a little bit hypocritical. Just because you didn't bring it up on the show, you did bring it up in your podcast.
I mean, clearly, this family is very flawed. They're all, it's a really a shit box.
I need them to get along, or I need them to be gone.
Well, Melissa does end up throwing the fact that they packed Gia up and drove her to college at the end of the reunion. So she didn't let that slide. But I need a question. And this, we're going to have to get one of our producers to answer right now. Okay, so Teresa says that Jacqueline told her that Joe's ex-partner, her ex-husband's ex-partner, was hanging out with Joe Gorga. And then implied that she takes back everything about Carolyn Manzo and that she thinks that it was Joe.
And Melissa that outed her.
Yeah.
So basically what she was saying is Melissa and Joe were hanging out with Joe Giudice's ex-partner who did not go to jail. And she then thinks that it must have been them. How did he not go to jail?
I don't know.
He must not. I didn't know he had a partner. I thought this was all done over.
If he had a partner, why didn't the partner go to jail and not Teresa? Like, what does Teresa have to do with anything?
Because she signed them.
I know.
But so girls out there, be careful what you sign. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that Eddie's like, can you sign this for this?
I'm like, okay. But I don't know. I think
at this point, it doesn't really matter who put Teresa in jail. How about you did something wrong? You got caught. How about you did it to yourself?
Well, allegedly, Joe Giudice forged his partner's name. So
why would the partner go to jail?
Because I'm assuming that he must have admitted that he forged his partner's name, and that's why his partner got off.
Well, his partner obviously didn't have anything to do with it if he wasn't signing the paper. And Joe was signing on his behalf.
But what do you think the chances are that Joey Gorga is the one that turned them in?
I just don't see that happening. I mean, I don't see it happening. Somehow, also, some way they got caught. You do something wrong, you're going to get caught.
Not wrong. You do something illegal.
Illegal, right. Not only that, Teresa wasn't Teresa the one that came with a suitcase full of money to buy furniture with cash? Like, that's a red flag. If you're doing shit like this
on national television,
yeah, and you're doing illegal stuff, you're going to get caught. Don't go anywhere with a whole bucket of money.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's just a lot of things that are very...
I mean, Teresa just needs to stop blaming people for her going to jail. First, she blamed Jacqueline, then Caroline, now Melissa and Joe.
Oh, my question is, did Jacqueline come on our podcast before or after the reunion?
Before.
I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't matter. She doesn't know what happened at the reunion. What are you saying?
Because her name came up at the reunion. Did she hang out with Teresa before the reunion?
Yeah, they met in Vegas.
I know, but when did they film the reunion is my question.
I don't know. A couple months ago.
You see what I'm saying? We don't know what happened first. Like, were they already talking on the phone? Was this already being
discussed? I don't think so. I think she said that they reached out to her because they were going to Vegas and then they met up. And then I think that they have talked. I don't think they're like best friends or anything like that.
Jacqueline was on 2/23/23. When did they film the reunion? Reunion was filmed April 20th. Okay. Well, I think that all makes sense for now. After watching this reunion, who was your favorite?
Well, I felt like the entire reunion was just Melissa and Teresa fighting the first reunion.
And then Danielle and Rachel.
I don't care about Danielle and Rachel's fight. I'm zoned out on that. I mean, my favorite is probably going to be Melissa
or Dolores. Dolores is so good at meditating and mediating an argument that I need her to be my therapist. Like, she, even the way that she got the truce in between Danielle and Rachel was huge.
Yeah. But can you give me your hand? Can you just give me your hand?
Hold on. Do you want to feel my heartbeat?
I'm going to fill yours if you fill mine.
It's also called vodka Red Bull.
Oh, that's my heart beating out of my chest.
By the way, I was like, this is about to be an HR issue if you go an inch lower.
I know, right? I feel like there's a little nipple.
I was like, jeepers. But I did think that Teresa looked beautiful.
I think they all look beautiful. I think that I like the dresses better on the couch. I thought everybody looked really good. And even Andy said it was like the best reunion.
No, I thought I thought they looked good. Know who was quiet the first episode for the most part? Marge.
We didn't hear much from her. Didn't hear much. But I do want to hear about the calling of her child. I want to hear about that and what was said.
It's no bueno. It's not a good look.
I know. They have proof.
I know. I feel like it's about to get ugly, which is why I feel like it's about to be on hold for a little bit. On pause.
Yeah, I think they're, like Andy said, they're just trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah. But I'm happy to say, like, I'm enjoying both of our shows. I'm loving Atlanta. I love the reunion. The reunion of Jersey so far is better than the season. So I appreciate that. I thought Andy did such a good job. I thought it was like I feel like Andy really loves Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, thanks you guys for tuning in. We will be back next week. And then does The Real Housewives of Orange County air next week or is it the week after?
It is next Wednesday, the 7th. So it's a week from tomorrow.
June 7th, my hot takes and a special co-host will be breaking down Tamara's every move.
Oh, fuck me.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Mwah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.